This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Anna Sobalvaro. First name is Anna, A-N-A. Last name is Sobalvaro, S-O-B-A-L-V-A-R-R-O. Date of birth 11/28/1974. This letter is being written to Dr. Gustavo Parra. First name is Gustavo, G-U-S-T-A-V-O. Last name is Parra, P-A-R-R-A, Parra. Address 2820 Alum Rock Avenue, Suite 10, San Jose, California, 9520. Telephone number 408-254-5040. Fax number 408-254-5044. Dear Dr. Parra, P-A-R-R-A, thank you for asking me to see this 47-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Anna has been experiencing recurrent persistent nasal congestion and cough for a few years, period. There are occasional sinus headaches, period. There is no history of any significant wheezing or any emergency room visit for this particular problem, period. She's had history of minor asthma and has used Symbicort as with some benefit, period. Cough is generally more troublesome at night and when she's outdoor while being exposed to construction work around her office, period. There are ongoing cough episodes at night resulting in poor sleep, period. She has used Vicks and some other cold cough medicine along with her inhaler and feels better, period. She has seen ENT physician last year and was prescribed prednisone, nasal spray, an antibiotic with some benefit, period. She has also used Flonase for possible allergic rhinitis off and on with some benefit, period. There are no obvious food allergies or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She is not doing any extensive garden work or anything else might be causing significant coughs, period. There's no exposure to, she is not exposed to smokers and there's a dog, but she does not feel that could be a problem, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant pleasant 47-year-old who did not appear to be sick, period. Chest examination was normal, period. Nasal turbinates were minor, but somewhat enlarged, but no polyps were seen, period. There was minor post-nasal drip, period. Clinically, I believe she has some allergic rhinitis and perhaps low-grade asthma, period. However, her pulmonary function testing did not reveal any significant obstruction, period. Chest x-ray and sinus x-rays were normal, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended nasal cleaning many times a day along with Nasacort and Singulair 10 milligram daily. And she's much improved, period. I recommended allergy testing, but on two different occasions she did not. She canceled her appointment, and hopefully she is doing well. Period. I'll be very happy to complete the workup and send you a full report after I can perform allergy testing. Period. My final diagnosis: mild to moderate rhinitis with low-grade asthma. Number two, possible allergic disease. My treatment plan: continue Nasacort once daily. Number two, continue nasal lavage once or twice a day. Number three, Singulair 10 milligram daily. Number four, she can certainly use Symbicort as and when needed. Period. Allergy testing would be helpful in figuring out what might be the source of her coughing and allergic triggers. Period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well. Period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions. Period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, own patient, Emma Sobal. Waro. Thank you.